Welcome this third Sunday of Lent. It's a Sunday, March 12th, 2023. And our scriptures this week come from the Gospel of John, chapter 4, verses 1 through 42. The title of our message this week is, It's My Way or the Highway. So if you would, please open your Bibles and read with me from John 4, verses 1 through 42. Jesus talks with a Samaritan woman. The Pharisees heard that Jesus was gaining and baptizing more disciples than John. Although, in fact, it was not Jesus who baptized, but his disciples. So when the Lord learned of this, he left Judea and went back once more to Galilee. Now he had to go through Samaria. So he came to a town in Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of the ground Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there. And Jesus, tired as he was from the journey, sat down by the well. And it was about the sixth hour. When a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, Will you give me a drink of water? His disciples had gone into town to buy food. Well, the Samaritan woman said to him, You are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan woman. How could you ask me for a drink? For the Jews did not associate with Samaritans. Well, Jesus answered her, If you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water. Sir, the woman said, You have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did also his sons and his flocks and herds? Jesus answered, Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life. The woman said to him, Sir, give me this water so that I won't get thirsty and have to keep coming here to draw water. He told her, Go call your husband and come back. I have no husband, she replied. Jesus said to her, You are right when you say that you have no husband. The fact is, you have had five husbands, and the man you now have is not your husband. What you have just said is quite true. Sir, the woman said, I can see that you are a prophet. Our fathers worshipped on this mountain, but you Jews claim that the place where we must worship is in Jerusalem. When Jesus declared, Believe me, woman, a time is coming when you will worship the Father, neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You Samaritans worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know, for salvation is from the Jews. Yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. God is spirit, and his worshipers must worship in spirit and in truth. The woman said, I know that the Messiah, called Christ, is coming. When he comes, he will explain everything to us. Then Jesus declared, I who speak to you am he. But just then his disciples returned and were surprised to find him talking with a woman. But no one asked, What do you want? Or why are you talking to her? Then leaving her water jar, the woman went back to town and said to the people, Come, see a man who told me everything I ever did. Could this be the Christ? They came out of the town and made their way toward him. Meanwhile, his disciples urged him, Rabbi, eat something. But he said to them, I have food to eat that you know nothing about. Well, then his disciples said to each other, Could someone have brought him food? My food, said Jesus, is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. Do you not say 4 months more and then the harvest? Well, I tell you, open your eyes and look at the fields. They are ripe for harvest. For even now the reaper draws his wages. Even now he harvests the crop for eternal life, so that the sower and the reaper may be glad together. Thus the saying, one sows and another reaps, is true. I send you to reap what you have not worked for. Others have done the hard work, and you have reaped the benefits of their labor. Many of the Samaritans from the town believed in him because of the woman's testimony. He told me everything I ever did. So when the Samaritans came to him, they urged him to stay with them, and he stayed 2 days. And because of his words, many more became believers. They said to the woman, "We no longer believe just because of what you said. Now we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this man really is the Savior of the world." Well, this is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. What would it take for you to change your ways? Well, I can't tell you how many times I've heard someone say, "It's my way or the highway." I mean, what would it take for you to change your opinion of another group of people? I mean, what would it take for you to change your opinion of another person? Would it take a miracle? Last week, the title of the message was Honest Faith. And this third Sunday of the Lenten season, the lectionary had suggested that we read John 4:5-42, the story of the Samaritan woman at the well. And in this story, both Jesus and the Samaritan woman expressed to each other, "It's my way or the highway," revealing their honest faith. There are stories in the Bible of people who met Christ and then changed their ways, who met Christ and changed their opinion of others. So such is the story of the woman at the well. Because of her honest faith, a miracle of grace was recorded for us. So let's take a closer look at our text today. So first of all, we need to note that this story is set in Samaria. You know, are you familiar with the prejudices that the Jews had against Samaritans? The Samaritans were a group of Jews from the province of Samaria who had intermarried with foreigners. The Jews considered Samaritans as social outcasts, untouchables, radically inferior, practicing a false religion. So both claimed to be true descendants of the nation of Israel. Samaritans descended from the northern kingdom of Israel, while the Jews descended from the southern kingdom of Judah. The Jews believed Jerusalem was the only true place of worship, while Samaritans located the true place of worship at Mount Gerizim. And to add insult to injury, it was a well-known fact that in 128 BC, the Jews destroyed the Samaritan temple at Mount Gerizim. So any close physical contact with a Samaritan, drinking water from a common bucket or eating a meal together, would make a Jew ceremonially unclean. This meant they were unable to practice in temple worship for a period of time. The hostility between the two groups was so great that the Jewish travelers usually chose not to travel through the area of where the Samaritans lived. They would not even talk to each other. Well, this is the background of this story. So Jesus and his disciples have been traveling for some distance, and he is tired and thirsty. His disciples had gone into town to buy food, so he sits down by a well known as Jacob's Well. A Samaritan woman comes to the well to draw water, and Jesus said to her, "Will you give me a drink?" There were no, "Please will you give me a drink," or "May I borrow your jar so that I might draw some water?" No pleasantries before asking for a favor. I mean, my mother would have scolded me for asking for something in such an unpolite way. That may have set the tone for the conversation that followed between them. You see, in those days, there were not only strict rules about Jews and Samaritans talking with one another, there were also rules about men and women conversing. So the Samaritan woman is surprised and somewhat rude. She says to him, "You are a Jew and I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink?" Pleasantries were out the door. Because of her upbringing and heritage, she may have been thinking, "It's my way or the highway, buddy. What gives you the right to ask me for a drink? You don't even have a jar to draw water from the well." Because we're never told she gives him a drink. I think the first thing that we learn from this story is, as it was in Jesus' day, there is blind hatred in this world. I mean, why can't we all get along? If there was a way to remove blind hatred from human relationships, couldn't we solve most of the world's problems? All too many in this world today hold to the attitude of, "It's my way or the highway." I mean, we may not always agree with one another. We may not approve of one another, but must we hate? In the providence of God, it is probably not accidental that our story for today is set in Samaria. The greatest problem in our world today is not global warming or poverty. The greatest problem is the animosity between differing groups of people. Jesus, in his reaching out to the Samaritan woman, is the second thing we need to take note of. When the Samaritan woman somewhat curtly turns aside his request for water, he turns an unseemly chance encounter to an evangelistic opportunity. Jesus reaches out to her, apologetically saying, "If you knew the gift of God, who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." And the woman recognizes that when she responds by saying, "Sir." Realizing her rudeness, she takes a more cooperative view of the situation, saying, "You have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did also his sons and his flocks and herds?" Well, at that moment, she didn't realize that Jesus was offering her the gift of grace. The gospel writers make it clear that Jesus targeted his ministry at Jews and Jews alone. I mean, in Matthew 15:24, he says specifically, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel." Yet here he was offering the gift of living water to a Samaritan woman. He explains to her that if you drink this living water, you will never be thirsty again. But then the situation gets even more remarkable. She responds to his offer. "Sir, give me this water so that I won't get thirsty and have to keep coming here to draw water." Well, then Jesus says to her, "Go and call your husband and come back." Uh-oh. Do we have a problem? "I have no husband," she replies. Well, Jesus says to her, "You are right when you say you have no husband. The fact is, you have had 5 husbands, and the man you now have is not your husband. And what you have said is quite true." Surprised, "Sir," the woman says, "I can see that you are a prophet." Well, he was a prophet, all right, but he was different than any other prophet she would ever encounter. He was breaking all the cultural taboos. He was reaching out to a woman, a Samaritan woman who had been married 5 times and who was now living with a man who was not her husband. And he offers her grace. Well, this is a startling event to this day. Not what it says about Jesus, but what it says about us. I mean, how do we, as a faith community, miss the gospel so completely? How did we become so judgmental toward others? How did we allow ourselves to shut out those of whom we disapprove? When time and time again, Jesus did exactly the opposite. What is wrong with us that we cannot love those for whom he died? I mean, that's the gospel. That's the good news. God's grace is available to all. The immoral and the amoral, the illegal immigrant, to gay or straight, to black and brown, yellow and white. And it is the good news. You see, not only are we blinded by our prejudices toward people like the Samaritan woman with her unseemly lifestyle, but we are also blinded to the fact that we are the Samaritan woman. We too have fallen short of the grace of God. But the hand of grace is reached out to us as well. You see, this is a story of changed life. You may remember how the story ends. I mean, his disciples return and are surprised to find Jesus talking with them. But no one asks, "What do you want?" or "Why are you talking with her?" Well, then, leaving her water jar, the woman goes back to town and says to the people, "Come and see the man who told me everything I ever did. Could this be the Christ?" The Gospel of John tells us that the people came out of the town and made their way toward Jesus. Truly a miracle had occurred. I mean, eyes were opened and lives were changed. John concludes the story of the Samaritan woman like this. Many of the Samaritans from the town believed in him because of the woman's testimony. "He told me everything I ever did." So when the Samaritans came to him, they urged him to stay with them, and he stayed 2 days. And because of his words, many more became believers. They said to the woman, "We no longer believe just because of what you said. Now we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this man really is the Savior of the world." Wow, I mean, what a witness. A Samaritan woman with a questionable lifestyle becomes a recipient of God's grace. And now she is a vehicle of grace to guide others to Christ. Isn't that a miracle in itself? God can use anyone. That's the bottom line, isn't it? When we stop telling others it's my way or the highway and start living and reaching out to others like it's God's way to the highway, that leads to eternal life. Remembering that we too have fallen short of the grace of God, but the hand of grace has reached out to us as well. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is a gift of God. Ephesians 2:8. When our prejudices and our hate is replaced by God's grace, we become an effective Christian witness. I mean, when we tell and show others by our life and example what it's like to be a Christian, only then will they come and believe in Him for themselves. I mean, we need to be honest enough in our faith, realizing that we are like the Samaritan woman. And after her encounter with Jesus, the Samaritan woman passed the test for being an effective Christian witness. So the question is, in the light of Christ's great love for all people, can we? Jesus said, "Whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." So you choose. How are you reaching out to others? Are you telling them it's my way or the highway, or are you reaching out and acknowledging that it's God's way to the highway? Well, in His service, this has been Pastor Joe.